You're listening to Local Motion here on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. Our guest today is John Berger. He's the owner and operator of Alpha Natural Holistic Land Management based out of Cedar Ridge. He spoke recently at the Blue Sage Center in Paonia as part of a series of gardening talks that he'll be giving in the weeks ahead. The topic of this recent talk was how to use native mushroom cultures to eradicate noxious weeds, weeds like Russian knapweed, bindweed, thistle, and pigweed. So, John, first off, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Alpha Natural Holistic Land Management, that's sort of a mouthful. What exactly is holistic land management?
Holistic land management is using nature to solve the problems for you versus a chemical solution to the problem. And so I came up with, for the first 18 years, I was Alpha Natural, and it was difficult to explain what Alpha Natural was, so I tagged the holistic on there. Most people understand what holistic is, and so it's using nature to control or enhance nature. So the land management is using nature, microbes, minerals, carbons, and elements in different combinations to address certain conditions, problems, and seeking solutions.
And so how long have you been using this kind of approach to gardening, working with the land?
I began the project as the company in 1996, so I'm going on my 18th year. And before that, I was a practicing natural applicator. I learned so much, I decided to become a commercial applicator.
And so as the owner of this company, what is it you actually do with the company apart from just educating people on how to use this approach? Or is that sort of your main focus?
That's become my main focus at this point. Like I said, for the first 18 years, I was an applicator and a contractor around Western Colorado. And after serving the communities for so many years, I've run into so many diverse situations that I decided that it was time to bring forth the education of the communities and share my knowledge and make more knowledge available.
You know, you've worked with small plots, big plots, thousands of acres, using this sort of natural approach to managing the land, to working with the land. How do you define that natural approach, I guess? I mean, what are your boundaries for what constitutes a holistic approach to working with the land?
The definition of a holistic approach is using natural occurring products like soil amendments, minerals, microbes, naturally occurring carbons and elements versus products that are manufactured to apply to the soils. Many of my products are, like I said, naturally occurring microbes that thrive in the soil, but maybe some of these soils are lacking. Also, there's minerals that are imbalanced, and so I provide the application for the mineral boost. Everything is geared towards rebalancing the soil so that they produce better and some plants appear and others disappear.
Let's jump right to the topic of mushrooms. So you recently gave this talk at the Blue Sage about using mushroom cultures to fight weeds. First, I want to ask you, I mean, do you consider yourself a mycologist? Do you have a very extensive background working with these type of cultures?
No, I began my studies in mushrooms like anyone else. I decided to grow a few in my backyard. And as things happened, I noticed changes in the soils and the plant densities, and some plants thrived and others disappeared. So I took it a step further and decided I want to control rangeland weeds with mushroom cultures, native mushroom cultures. And I went after Russian knapweed, thistles, bindweed, cheatgrass, and so on. The overall knowledge that I gained was at certain times of the year, like this time of year, winter, you can rot out the starchy root systems of many weeds like Russian knapweed and the Canada thistle, musk thistle, that store carbohydrates in the root systems, but we attack them when the plants are dormant in the wintertime, and we are able to degrade the roots from beneath the plants while they're dormant without disturbing beneficial plants.
Mm-hmm. So using these cultures to fight weeds, I mean, I'm sure that's not the only sort of natural approach to dealing with weeds. So what got you interested in that approach to, in the first place? Was it something you just encountered in nature, seeing how these mushrooms were working with weeds, or was it an idea you came up with to try this out?
It was an idea. One of the definitions of a rangeland weed is a plant that's out of place, and many of the so-called weeds are plants that are non-toxic but just have poor flavors. And so by changing the soil dynamics, you can either take the plant out of the community or you can enhance the plant so that it's more grazable and you can let the livestock harvest it. Thistles, for example, have protein, vitamins, and minerals, but they just are bitter plants, and so many animals avoid them. Chicory is the same type of plant. It's got omega-3 fatty acids. It's very nutritious, but in these soils where it grows, it's bitter, bland, and tasteless. So I changed the soil dynamics so that it either is grazed and harvested by the animals, or we attack the roots and eliminate the plant.
Have you seen a lot of success with this method?
Yes, they always succeed. You can take it. If you apply proper timing, blending of the materials, and care in the application, all the results are always positive. There's no negative impact. Some applications are better than others. It's a learned process, and my goal is to teach more people how to do this so that we can get away from large amounts of pesticides on the planet and control things naturally.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, I guess the answer may be kind of obvious to most of our listeners, but what are the key benefits here to using these mushroom cultures versus just, you know, using a poison or a pesticide or something?
The mushrooms that I use are an oyster mushroom. They're native to the area, so that in itself is a plus because I'm not introducing a new variety of fungi to the area. Being naturally occurring, they also are primary digesters. They naturally grow on trees and woody media, and I take the culture and liquefy it and spray it out there. Some of the benefits are it'll help clean up riparian areas where you have high water tables, and there may be pollution from various sources. Mushrooms will degrade these pollutants and put them back into a form that the plants can use. It encourages wildlife, soil life, mellows the soil, recycles nutrients, and puts them in a form that the plants can use again. And at the same time, it will attack and degrade certain plants that are alkaloid-producing plants that have extensive starchy root systems.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of getting the best of all possible worlds there.
And it's safe around water tables. It's safe around riparian areas. There's no negative impacts from the application. It's the best of both worlds. And in some areas where it doesn't dry out in the summertime, you could end up with a very large production of mushrooms to feed wildlife or to feed hikers that choose to pick them.
If you're just tuning in, this is Local Motion here on KVNF. It's your weekly source for what's happening in your world here on the Western Slope. We're talking with John Berger. He's the owner and operator of Alpha Natural Holistic Land Management based out of Cedar Edge. John recently gave a talk at the Blue Sage Center in Paonia about how to use native mushroom cultures to get rid of noxious weeds. When we come back, we'll talk more about just how exactly that method works. Stay tuned. You're listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio.
Thank you.
It's Local Motion here on KVNF. Thanks for joining us. I'm Travis Bubinick, and we're talking with John Berger. He's been a longtime advocate and student of holistic and natural land management practices. He gave a talk recently at the Blue Sage Center in Paonia about how we can use mushroom cultures to fight weeds, and that's what we're talking about today. So when you gave this recent talk at the Blue Sage, you know, you had all sorts of different buckets and water jugs and culture starters and all these kinds of things that we can't really translate here on the radio too well. But I was wondering if you could just briefly explain to us or try to how exactly this process works sort of start to finish. I mean, you have starter cultures originally, right?
Yes, I do.
And then where do you take it from there to actually begin the application to fight the weeds?
Okay, what we did at the Blue Sage was I did a demonstration on how to extract the mycelium DNA from the media, the straw media, which is material which the mushroom culture is growing in. So what I began with was I had an empty 5-gallon bucket that I put a gallon of clean tap water into, and then poured a small amount of 3% hydrogen peroxide into that water for oxygen for the media, and also to help bubble away the bubble and fizzle the culture as I put it in. And so I put the straw in with the oyster mushroom culture, mashed it around a bit, and then poured that solution through a strainer, so that the liquid that I retained was full of mushroom DNA, microscopic strands of mushroom culture. And then from that point on, I can add that to a richer media and increase the possibilities of spraying larger volumes on larger land masses or weedy problems.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that anybody can do at home, or do you need special tools, equipment for this?
No special tools are needed. That's my goal, is to teach people how to do it with simple tools. And that's what the demonstration at the Blue Sage was about. I used simple tools and just kind of winged it, and it's very hard to mess up. I work in cold areas. These mushrooms enjoy and thrive under cold conditions from 45 to 65 degrees. So this time of year, winter time, right now it's February, it's the ideal conditions to use these mushroom cultures when everything else is like slime molds, yeast molds, contaminants are dormant because it's way too cold for them to thrive. So when I put down this culture in the winter time, the mushrooms used 100% of the feedstock that I provide for them, and they go right to work cleansing the soils.
So right now is the best time of year to start using this method. Is it, once you get it started, is it something you can continue using year-round, or is this strictly a winter application for dealing with weeds?
Normally start this application in November when the soils start cooling down and holding more moisture, and the air is a little bit more humid than in early fall. I have a window of opportunity to apply this until early March. And so there's roughly 4 or 5 months where we can put down these applications throughout the wintertime and do a various application for not only the roots of some noxious plants, but it also attacks and degrades the weed seed bank that's in the soil. And this is very important because many weed seeds have a longevity of 35 or 40 years, and they lay dormant in the soil until conditions are proper for them to germinate and reestablish themselves. With this mushroom application, we have a chance to not only attack mature perennial plants, weed plants, but we also can degrade thousands and thousands of seeds that are laying dormant in the soil and degrade them and short-circuit their reproductive abilities.
So if I'm hearing you right, this is a fall-winter application, but the preventative effects of it can last way beyond that.
That's correct. That's the goal we're shooting for, is to affect the plants and the plant communities down the road. And many plants that are we consider beneficial plants thrive in soils that are composting. And so by this application, many plants, the beneficial plants, will thrive under these conditions, and the plants that are storing carbohydrates in their roots, which are even the dandelion, they are damaged and set back a ways. And at the same time, we can, like I said, control and degrade many of the seeds that are laying dormant in the soil.
What types of mushrooms in particular are you using, or is there one certain type or two certain types that you have to use to fight weeds in this way?
The mushroom family that I use is the common oyster mushroom. It's a mushroom that you can buy for salads down at your local city market or Safeway store. It's a delicious mushroom, and it's a native mushroom. There are a large family with different warm season members and cold season members, and I prefer the cold season members. So, yes, there's other mushrooms out there, but I don't use them because the benefit of the oyster mushroom is it's a primary digester, which means it degrades the hard-to-digest lignin material, the woody fiber in trees, and also weeds will have these fibers. And so once these fibers are digested, then the door is open for other mushrooms to come in and degrade and take the process further. But the process will not move ahead until the primary digesters, these oyster mushrooms, take care of the hard-to-digest materials.
You said that you use oyster mushrooms because they're native. Is there a problem with using non-native mushroom species?
No problem with, but like I said, you want to have a nice hardy composter that takes care of the tough-to-digest material. Otherwise, the process won't go forward. And once the process gets going, then it becomes a perpetual process where the energies feed upon themselves. Now, every application is not equal to the next, meaning many properties are managed differently. You'll have forest properties that where no grazing has gone on, but you'll have some weed issues, but the soils are softer and they are fresher. Or you'll have pastures that are overgrazed and the soils are hard and compacted and weedy. Two different type applications, two different scenarios. The end result would be the heavily grazed, compacted pasture may take several applications to get the controls in place, whereas a fresh soil that's shaded and protected from the sunlight and the wind in a forest scenario may take just one application to control the weeds and also enrich the feeds.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Locomotion here on KVNF. We've been speaking with John Berger. He's the owner and operator of Alpha Natural Holistic Land Management based in Cedar Ridge. And we've been talking about John's work using mushroom cultures to fight noxious weeds. So, John, you have another couple series of talks on some of these related issues going on at the Blue Sage. There's one in February and March. Is that correct?
Yes. The next discussion we're going to have is the carbon connection, and it will delve into the soil condition of Delta County and how it's affected by the lack of carbon in the soil. It's interesting to note that the county has all kinds of diverse clay soils and alkalinity and high mineral content, different iron and different conditions, but overall the soils are lacking in carbon, which is essential for healthy, productive soil. And so we're going to discuss that and how we can remedy that and maybe take some of our natural resources in the area and turn them into soil amendments. And then the following month in March, we're going to discuss how to managing soil to keep it fertile. And there again, we're going to discuss how we can soften these clay soils, use microbes to release energies, tied up minerals, increase the softness so that the root systems of many plants can go deeper, and softer soils will hold more moisture, absorb rainwater, avoid the erosion problems with sudden downpours and rainstorms where it seems to all run off. So we're mm-hmm. going to concentrate on how we can help fight the drought that's in the West by managing soils properly.
So that's coming up in February and March. You can find out more about those talks that John will be giving at the Blue Sage Center in Paonia at their website. It's just bluesagecenter.org. We've been speaking with John Berger. He's the owner and operator of Alpha Natural Holistic Land Management. John, thanks again for coming in. This is very interesting stuff about how we can use mushroom cultures to fight weeds.
And thank you very much for having me today, Travis.
This is Local Motion here on KVNF, your weekly source for what's happening in your world here on the Western Slope. Remember, if you missed any of today's episode or you'd like to hear old episodes of the program, you can just visit us online at kvnf.org. Stay tuned for The Treatment from KCRW. That's coming up next.
Productions presents a KVNF concert event, Lucius. Like a 60s girl group transported to the modern day, Lucius weaves Western and folk strands into their doo-woppy pop. Show takes place at the Paradise Theater in Paonia on Saturday, February 15th at 7:30. Tickets are available at Homestead Market and Backcountry Bistro in Paonia or online at pickinproductions.com. For more information, call 970-527-4866.